Alrighty, let's go to the next one now, which is going to be talking about software deployment. We probably want to have software deployed inside of our environment, right? That's kind of a good idea for the unified scenario. Let's pull up this deck here. Okay. We're getting to the end of publishing applications, and this is just the one category. And this technically with the similar kind of fashion that you have with Windows Intune, you have a multiple phased approach with System Center Configuration Manager. You will publish that application into the portal and then deploy that application to be available out inside of your environment. As you can see here, this is another slice or dice on the view of all the different options you have within System Center Configuration Manager as it relates to mobile devices. And you know, we as you see for each of the major platforms, we can do app link or deep linking to the stores, which really just connects that device up to whatever the relevant store app is and makes it available for the user. Or you know, sideloading a custom application directly that you've put into your environment. The overall process there is identifying the platform and the application type, of course. You know, do you want to publish to iOS or Windows Phone or what is it that you have? What app do you have? Get the source files or the store URL for the app that you want to publish. Create the application in the side of the System Center Configuration Manager. Create a deployment type, and that can be part of the same wizard if you'd like. And then deploy that to a particular collection of devices. And this is really the same process that you would follow effectively for any kind of app, whether it's even if it's not mobile devices, and you've got a single place to do that. So if you wanted to publish, let's say, a PC configuration, or you wanted to publish a Mac app, you'd follow that same kind of format. Okay. How do we publish Windows Store apps to Windows Phone 8? That was... we didn't really cover the deep linking before, but this would be roughly the flow that you'd go through. You know, configuring that app package file, specifying the URL for that, and then going through the wizard for it. Let's just go ahead and jump right into the demo, because I think that will really illustrate this a lot more for you, make it a lot clearer. Let me snap over to the demo environment. And we'll publish some applications here. Okay. So we'll go to our software library. And then under applications, you'll notice I've got a number of different applications that are installed here. Skype, the Phone 8 company portal app, which you saw earlier. And then we've got a time-off app that's a Phone 8 app related to Microsoft. Well, we're going to go through this wizard so you get a kind of feel for what it's like. The first off, I want to show this, all of the options that you have here. There are some advantages that you'll see here that you don't necessarily have with Windows Intune. For instance, Mac OS, Nokia. Now I know we all have lots of Nokia phones out there, but it is still an option. We have AppV, right? AppV being directly integrated. That was a big point of questions from the audience earlier. Those are some of the big differences, right, that are available now here inside of Configuration Manager that you don't have in Intune. You also notice that there's kind of two options for each of the platforms, right, the store and then the file itself. So, you know, in this case, we're going to go ahead and just deploy a Windows application. And let me go up to Windows App Package. Okay, that we have locally here. And what I'll want to do is connect to a existing share, because ideally you want, or you do want to have with Configuration Manager, a accessible share for the app where it's published at. So in this case, I've got a share on my Configuration Manager that I'll just pop in here. I'll browse to that, go into apps, and I've got this Metro app for our Windows 8 that we'll choose, just so you get the idea of what that's like. Choose Next. It pulls information about that package, and then we have the ability to specify what the details of this is. Some Windows 8 fun app, I'll just put. And then manufacturer's Don. We all love Don, right? Don, he's a good manufacturer. He's the best. So we'll just keep going here. And then you list one of the things that I actually should have covered here is the categories. And this makes it kind of nice for your application portal to have the different categories. And you'll see this come to life in a minute. I'll just choose business just to have something there. And then choose next. And then once this finishes, you're going to have a new application that's going to show up inside the portal. So we click on this again. We had some Windows 8 fun app made by Don, right? Down below, we can see that there. It's pretty easy, right? It's pretty straightforward for just the publishing of the app. But that in and of itself doesn't do anything other than just kind of put it up there, right? You need to deploy it to some collection of users after that. Just to give you a different type of an application, here you can see that with Skype, I have added deep links for Skype on 3 stores. So if you look down there, we've got Skype, and there's 3 deployment types. And this is one of the other kind of unique things about System Center Configuration Manager, which is the fact that you can have a single type of app and then multiple deployment types for that app. For instance, we've got Skype, right? Skype is like everywhere, right? You can have a desktop app, you can have a Windows 8 app, you can have a phone app. I mean, it's across all the platforms. Technically, if you wanted to, you could have a single Skype app in Configuration Manager and then have, 6, 10, however many deployment types you want, including, let's say, Mac, right? And you could have the Mac app or the Windows app in there. And then Configuration Manager is smart enough to detect all kinds of variables, and this is where you do have other additional flexibility in the deployments with Configuration Manager. For instance, when I look at this, and I look at, let's say, global conditions, well, right here, we've set up a requirement with Configuration Manager to say that we're going to install Adobe Reader X if the physical memory of the device is greater than or equal to 512 megabytes. You could add all kinds of things inside of Configuration Manager here to enable whatever kind of conditions you want. So you could say if it's less than 512 megs, maybe you want to install the app V version of the app. You could get it very ground. You could do anything based on registry keys, right? So there's a lot of power that Configuration Manager has that is not quite there yet in Intune alone. So that's one thing. The other thing that's kind of unique about Configuration Manager is dependencies. So if we look at one of these here, so let's say Adobe Reader 9, we've got up in the top left, we have a supersedence category. Whoop, on-screen displays, don't need that. We've got a supersedence category, and there we can see that if there's any applications that supersede that, right? And so if let's say you wanted Adobe Reader X to supersede the other one, right? And in this case, we can see with Adobe Reader X, right, that Adobe Reader 9 is superseded. And in this case, it's automatically going to uninstall the older version of Adobe and install the newer version of Adobe. And you do have push capabilities for PCs here. You can push that out similar to what you can in Windows Intune, except you have this granularity that you don't necessarily have in Windows Intune at this time. So just some other differences of kind of plumbing of deployment and software with Configuration Manager versus just Windows Intune standalone. Okay, well, that's details on the deployment of the applications, but now, publishing of the applications, but then we probably want to deploy those apps out somewhere, right? And in this case, I'm going to go ahead and choose the fun app by Don. And we're going to deploy that app. So we're going to right-click, and then we're going to choose Deploy. And I lost it because I zoomed. Go click Deploy. And then we'll need to choose a collection. For those of you who are Configuration Manager folks, you're really used to collections, but this is just user groups. You can configure device groups. There's all kinds of things you can do with collections inside of Configuration Manager. I'll just say we'll deploy it to all users. We're going to We're going to also add the distribution point, which is where is it going to come from. This is the other thing that's pretty interesting to know here, and this is new, okay, which is the fact that you now have, right, this manage.microsoft.com type is cloud. See, so this, when you publish it there, you're going to be publishing it effectively to Windows Azure. Windows Intune and the Windows Azure Storage, which is a part of Windows Intune. Okay. The other new thing is that you can also add additional cloud storage points with Windows Azure in the SP1 version of System Center 2012. So you can have a bunch of places to distribute apps. With the phone apps specifically, you really are going to want to that are direct mobile device managed. You are going to need to basically put those up into the manage.microsoft.com. Okay, so I'm going to choose, because this is just a Windows 8 app, I'm going to go ahead and just choose the distribution point here, choose Next, and then we also have a number of options here. We can install or uninstall the app. We can have it available or required. And this is where we're effectively going to push down. If we set it required, we're going to push down that app to that device. You also have some additional options here to pre-deploy to the user's primary device. We have the ability inside of Configuration Manager to detect if a user is a regular user of that device, and we assign this flag of, hey, it's a primary user. You can do intelligence that way, wake up the client, or allow a metered internet connection to maybe don't, you know, have a variable there based on that criteria. We'll just put it as available and publish it to the store for now. You can schedule it. By default, it's just going to deploy immediately. This user notification section, that's just going to tell you, this Configuration Manager client, whether you want that notification to pop up on the device. When you deploy the Configuration Manager client, it has a Software Center app on it, and that's kind of the hub of the software deployment on the device. We'll just leave the defaults. You can do all kinds of alerts for that deployment. And then finally, you know, we're gonna just deploy that out. And when we're done, we'll notice now we've got a new deployment type of an app. And then you also have right below in that console the percentage of compliance of the number of users that have the app installed. Whew. Okay. So now we've gone through the cycle of showing you, I guess there's kind of three major categories I'd like to say. This one is publishing the apps up there. And then after that would be showing you a couple differences of publishing with Configuration Manager versus Intune, namely supersedence and the global conditions of being installing those applications. And then we went ahead and deployed that, right? We went and deployed that to a user group or a collection in this case, a collection which was of users to our environment. The last thing I want to do is I want to show you kind of the user side a little bit with Configuration Manager. So let's go back to the demo machine here, and I'm going to show you what this looks like inside of the console. So this here is Microsoft's, and this is a lot more interesting than the handful of apps that I've published, but this is really just a site system role. Okay, all this is you enable the site system on Configuration Manager, you have this application catalog, right? And what you can do is go to install software. And you notice here categories. Remember we set different categories on our devices when we published our apps? Well, that's where this gets surfaced, right? And in this case, there's Microsoft Core apps. There's also Windows 8 applications that we can install. Now, these are ones that are available via MSIT. Let's pick one here. Let's go with Role Guide. I'm going to install that. Am I sure I want to install this? Yes. And this is using Microsoft IT's catalog to evaluate those requirements. Remember we saw those different types of requirements that are there. It says, hey, the application has been initiated or started. This is my software center. That's here, the client-side software, and it says, "Hey, your software is installation's complete." At this point, right, I can go to my start screen and scroll all the way over to the right, and I've got the Role Guide Windows 8 app installed. Okay, so there we can see how You know, I can install an app via the app portal and give you some additional info. So we've got some time for questions. I think if people have additional questions for us.
So I'm just going through the queue here to see what we're being asked. We've got, can you do remote assistance on a device managed by Windows Intune, like you can for regular SCCM devices? so yes, the if by Intune you mean in the cloud-only configuration, can you do a remote assistance session? Yes, we support that, but it does depend on the platforms as to whether or not it's enabled. So, for example, a remote assistance session on Windows RT platform, you actually have to use the remote assistance feature of the platform itself rather than the Easy Assist feature that we've been using for things like the Windows 7, Windows Vista, and Windows XP platforms. So it's not... It does depend on the platform, so iOS doesn't support it.
Yeah, so if you want to switch to my machine, I can show you what that looks like in the console. So if you go to my device here, so I have, this is my server, SCCM ADFS, and all I did is right-click on that device, go to that device, and then what you see there, right, is all the options to connect to that device. You've got Resource Explorer, you have remote control, remote assistance, and the remote desktop client. That's just native built into Configuration Manager, right? So you got a few different options. That's where it's surfaced.
Right. And there's a similar UI from the cloud-only configuration on the PC platform. So they would go to the Windows Intune Center on their desktop, and from there they can request remote assistance, and that will send an alert to the system. But like I said, it does depend on the platform. iOS doesn't support that feature at the moment. Android doesn't. We can do it on the x86 platform and x64 platform, except for Windows 8. That's the one differentiator. We need the Windows 8 remote assistance platform in the same way as we do for Windows RT to do remote control of that platform. So you request it via basically an email with an incident request, as you would on RT and Windows 8 devices.
Okay. So one other question that looks like Russell has, it says, would one turn off remediation just to report on where devices stand in relation to desired configuration, like a what-if scenario? Yeah. No, I mean, definitely. That's part of what that reporting is for, right, where you can, you know, not enforce the compliance of that device, but just send any one of those alerts and get a report based on, you know, the compliance of those different devices or baseline policies you have in your environment. That's certainly one scenario that a lot of people will use that for. Okay, what else do we got?
That one's just been answered. Thank you.
Okay, one is, I see another one here, is could you install the Intune client via SCCM task sequence during the capture stage? I guess, you know, there's a way with client settings within Configuration Manager, and I don't know if this is going to answer your question exactly, but there's a way in Configuration Manager where you can set up a client setting so that automatically when a device, based on a set of criteria, like let's say it's domain joined and it's Windows 8 or 7, that the Configuration Manager client automatically gets pushed out to that device. Where just as soon as it joins the domain, that's what happens. And that's what we do at Microsoft IT. As soon as I domain join a machine, boom, it's starting to get, you know, the Configuration Manager client installed. It's starting to get group policies, all of those other things that are automatically happening there. And that's all done, at least the client part is done in Configuration Manager.
Okay, got another one here that says, can groups be created based on criteria such as hardware and installed software? At this point in time, we can't do that through the cloud-only configuration. The groups that we operate with, we can use attributes like the OUs, domain membership, managers, and the security group membership. But hardware and installed software isn't something that we can create groups based on at the moment. That's good feedback, though.
Yeah, and that is something where you have that kind of power in Configuration Manager, where you can create all collections based on whatever, right? I mean, can get super granular as far as creating collections, as well as, you know, setting all kinds of criteria. Remember I showed you the global conditions little diagram there? That's based on any kind of conditions you want to set. And in that specific example that I showed, was it said Adobe X, if it has more than 512 megs of RAM, then we're going to install it. Right, so you can do all kinds of things with ConfigMan. Right,
and here's one that says, how do you feel about the move from GPOs and GPP to the System Center compliance settings for app customizations, i.e., Office, i.e., etc. So personally, I'd say ecstatic. That's how I feel about it. I mean, yourself?
I am. You know, this is like a. I've had some discussions with my colleague on preferences. He's more of a fan. I am not a fan at all. I do not like preferences. In my mind, you should either go to a management solution like Configuration Manager, where you have a full-blown reporting, auto remediation, all these rich capabilities. Or just go with a traditional group policy, make sure it's enforced. You know, and this preference thing, it's like, oh, let's set it. And then maybe it'll be once. And then it's like, no, just do one or the other. But that's, you know, that's me, right? I mean, that's my
We're definitely, this alludes to what we were talking about this morning about the difference between compliance and control.
Right.
It's trying to bridge the gap between the two. And there's definitely people in different camps as to which way they want to go. And as soon as you move into this BYOD environment, it does certainly change the mindset in terms of what your expectation is of the platform and what it is you're trying to deliver. And you've got to respect the fact that these devices aren't owned by the organization. And there are some settings that you can't enforce on a device that you don't physically own. And some data that you can't get off that device without putting yourself at risk for privacy issues or whatever. So some of these things are being introduced to allow us to bridge that gap. And whether or not you like it or not is, you know, down to really what your own personal experience is. Okay, and on that note, I think we are just about out of time for this section.
So make sure you vote on the last three polls. The first of those just posted up. And, you know, we will be back shortly with the end user side of things.
Absolutely.
And that's good stuff. Stay tuned for the last one, action-packed.
Yep, we'll have a little 10-minute break now and come back after that.